think that we can get much higher than this.
You are listening to Can't Get Much Higher, a podcast and newsletter about the intersection of music and data. My name is Christopher Dalariva, and I am your host. So every morning when I delete the 100 assorted marketing emails that trickle into my inbox, I long for the day when I will receive exactly zero emails. But then an email sneaks through that pile of corporate garbage that makes it all worth it. I'm going to read you an excerpt from an email I got in the last week. Quote, "I just got shown the Girlfriend EP by Avril Lavigne last week. It's a compilation of 25 different versions of Girlfriend, all sung by Miss Lavigne. There are 4 versions in English and 21 sung by her in different languages. Only the choruses are translated, and it's absolutely bizarre." This email, from a recent graduate named George Ball, went on to explain how Lavigne's EP was an example of a long line of artists singing their songs in different languages. But, he claimed, the reason behind its making might also suggest a weird future rife with AI-powered singers. So in this week's podcast, our new friend George is going to explain some things about music and language. I wanted George to read this to you, but George lives over in the UK and I'm here in the United States, in New Jersey specifically, so we couldn't make it happen. But I'm going to have my friend Ken DePoto do the reading because I thought it would be a little strange if I read something that wasn't written by me. So here is George, read by Ken. Enjoy.
Canadian pop-punk sensation Avril Lavigne rose to fame in 2002 with her debut album Let Go, which spawned the hit singles Complicated, Skater Boy, and I'm With You. By 2007, she had scored 6 top 40 singles and was on the verge of releasing her third album, The Best Damn Thing. The Best Damn Thing was also a big hit, topping the charts in 7 countries on the back of its Dr. Luke-produced smash Girlfriend. Until recently, I had very few thoughts about the song Girlfriend or Avril Lavigne in general. That changed when I discovered the strange EP that accompanied the original song. The Girlfriend EP was put out alongside the single and includes 25 versions of the hit song. Lavigne sings clean, explicit, and remix versions of the song in English, French, Spanish, German, Italian, Portuguese, Japanese, and Mandarin. Oddly, only the chorus of the song is translated in these versions. The rest remains in English. Not long after the song's release, a panel of multilingual MTV employees discussed and dissected the translated lyrics. Though they found some of the pronunciation lacking, most agreed that the non-English versions captured the original intent of the song. As you'd expect, Lavigne recorded these tracks to appeal to a wider audience, especially since she had a growing fan base in Asia. Terry McBride, Lavigne's manager, said more of her music was listened to in Asia alone than the rest of the Western Hemisphere combined. Releasing the tracks in Mandarin and Japanese was a good way to capitalize on this success. While this may seem like nothing more than a novelty to boost interest in her new record, Lavigne's multilingual EP raises some interesting questions about how people listen to music. Do fans want to hear songs in their local tongue? Or do they prefer the original versions even if they can't understand the lyrics? In the 1950s and 60s, it was common for European musicians to record translated versions of American hits for local audiences. Johnny Hallyday and Hugh Offray, for example, were famous for their French covers of Elvis Presley and Bob Dylan songs, respectively. The translation pipeline worked in the other direction, too. Frank Sinatra's My Way, for example, was first a French song by Claude François called Comme d'habitude. Paul Anka later wrote an English set of lyrics for the song. The melody in the English version remains the same.
And now the end is near.
In the early part of the 20th century, it wasn't uncommon for artists themselves to record their own songs in different languages to reach a wider audience. That process seems to have ended around the 1960s. The Beatles, for example, recorded German versions of She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand under the names Sie liebt dich and Komm gib mir deine Hand. But they stuck exclusively to English after that point. Of course, there are examples of this after the 1960s. David Bowie, for example, recorded German and French versions of Heroes, but it was certainly not the norm. Though artists translating their songs has become less common, recent advances in AI technology make it possible such that this trend could reemerge in a way that is cheaper and less time-consuming. In fact, Spotify recently rolled out a small program that would use AI to translate popular podcasts into a variety of languages. This may be the future of music, too. American artist Lauv is one of the first to use similar tech commercially. Last year, he released a Korean version of his song, Love You Like That, using AI to translate the song and perform the vocal. The lyrics were translated and sung by K-pop star Kevin Wu, but it sounded exactly like Lauv. Think of it like a filter, producer DJ Swivel told Wu as he recorded the song. It will be exactly like you sing it, but it won't sound like your voice anymore. With this setup, Lauv could easily release a version in every language. Maybe artists don't see the need in making music like this, though. The intricacies of language sometimes don't translate well, and popularity shouldn't necessarily be dictated by what language you sing in. K-pop superstars BTS, for example, were steadfast about not singing in English for the first few years of their career. They wanted to maintain their identity and not pander to international audiences. Since then, they've released several songs in English, but their original point remains. That said, non-English songs have become more popular in the English-speaking world recently. In 2023, 7 completely non-English language songs reached the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. Maybe this is a sign that the world we live in is becoming more connected thanks to streaming services and the abundance of music easily available. The opposite could also be the case too. Maybe increased accessibility creates sharp divisions between countries and languages. All the world's music is now readily available for listeners. Why choose to listen to a song in a different language or by an artist from a different country when you can listen to a local, organically grown? According to research by Will Page and Chris Dallariva, national music charts are becoming filled with local artists in recent years. Whatever perspective becomes reality, I am sure that there will be more linguistic variety in music in the near future. Whether it's artists using AI to translate their songs into multiple languages, or TikTok driving songs to become popular in countries that don't speak the language the lyrics are in, the world is becoming more connected. Maybe Avril Lavigne was onto something. As always, we recommend a new song and an old song each week. This week's new song is Cuckoo Freestyle by Chilly Gonzalez, Sheldon, and M. Le Maudit. I've been following Chilly Gonzalez since his 2017 album with pulp star Jarvis Cocker. Since then, the pianist has never stopped hopping genres. Last week, he put out the EP Grund No. 63, a collection of freestyle rap songs featuring him playing some classical piano with a host of French musicians. I thought it was nice to include this song, given that I was mostly unaware that the lyrics were not in English, my native language. The performance was just too intoxicating.
Coucou, coucou, c'est le clavier conquistador, le pianiste que les pianistes adorent. Trois solos piano, trois disques d'or qui brillent comme le soleil Chili 14. Il y a des millions de joints qui me restent à fumer. Mon futur et mes mains sont assurés. Amuseur, assumé, ton public s'endort, assommé, je suis au sommet, la tête gonflée, l'enfant enfoiré de Gabriel Fauré, également chaman et showman, également jazzman et jazzman, et je remplis les salles, ma musique enflamme mes ennemis et mes fans. Un génie du mal, je suis pas un pianoman, je suis un pianimal. Coucou. Coucou.
Coucou. Bon, sors du feu avec la combi de pompiers. Y'a que de la terreur dans les yeux du public. Prie les dieux que je me sois levé du bon pied. T'aimes pas mes shit, mais quand même tu les publies. Ah ouais, je suis dans la lune parce que c'est chemin à Paris. Je fais pas de maths, moi je fais que de la magie. Je suis en équilibre sur le bout de ta patience. Que du ki bleu, ouais mon gros, y'a pas de science. Avance de devant, j'arrive trois, y'a pas de frein. A faux graille quand tu peux, même si t'as pas faim. Ce monde t'empêche de voir le champ des possibles. Que des ratures dégueulasses dans mes copies. J'essaie de pleurer quand la tristesse vient. Qu'est-ce que j'en ai rien à foutre qu'il m'aime bien. Je refuse de me noyer dans un verre de flotte. Faut que répondre, c'est plus simple de faire le mort.
Y'a que la déesse de la guerre qui m'aime. Mon balai rien devenir un mème. Donne-moi un cheval et une épée. Mets ta force à fond, bébé. Les rappeurs, c'est des acteurs. Et moi, je suis un réalisateur. Mets ta force à fond, on dirait je suis né dans le cœur d'un réacteur. Bagarre, bagarre, j'aime trop voir l'adversaire tomber à mes pieds. En attendant la consécration, je fais des pompes et des tractions. Je traverse le lac en nageant. Je viens du hood comme Jean Valjean. Tu racontes ta vie, mais c'est Osef. Je reviens du hood comme Cosette. Vu comment c'est parti, faudrait que j'achète de Uzi. Je réfléchis, j'écoute du Chopin et j'écoute du Debussy. Et toi tu me parles de l'album d'un tel, frérot ça m'intéresse à peine. J'aurais dû vivre à Athènes, avec tous les philosophes, avec tous les Platons, les Socrates, les Pythagore, les Sheldon, bon, tu vois.
This week's old one is Helden by David Bowie. Hearing David Bowie belt out Danzin via Helden with somehow more oomph and gusto than he did the original English version of Heroes is really something to behold. The translated lyrics fit the cadence perfectly, and the delivery of such an expressive language in a song like this works really well.
Uns eine Chance, doch können wir sie dann für immer und immer. Und wir sind dann Helden für einen Tag.
And that's the podcast again. My name is Christopher Dallariva. I am your host. Special thanks to George Ball for writing this week's essay and to Ken DePoto for reading it. He was our voice actor, and that's who you heard speaking throughout this whole entire episode. We'll be back next week with some more musical fun. And as a reminder, this podcast started as a newsletter. That newsletter is available, and newsletter subscribers get additional content that's not available on the podcast. If you're interested in subscribing to that newsletter, go to the description in your podcast provider and click the link, and you can go right to it. And even if you don't, we will be back soon. So have a great week, everybody.